Everybody, huddle up. Live from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, this is the Great Dane Huddle featuring Badgers legend and special guest host, Barry Alvarez.
I'd love to coach a game like that.
Oh, man.
They may not see a pass in the second half. And that was good. That would be the shortest second half in Camp Randall history. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand, alongside former Badgers Derek Engler and Tarek Saleh, here's Alex Gravatt.
For the first time ever, I get to officially say this is the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Good evening, everybody. Live from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company East Side location tonight. In for Alex Gravatt, my name is Jesse Nelson, and I am joined not only by Badgers Hall of Famer Tarek Saleh, not only by Rose Bowl champion Derek Engler, but by the coach, the former director of athletics, and as of today, officially our newest ESPN Madison and ESPN Wisconsin teammate, Barry Alvarez. Coach Alvarez, thank you for, again, having me on the show here to guide you guys through this tonight. But more importantly, thank you for being our newest teammate at ESPN Madison. We're so thankful that we get to actually say you are our newest teammate. Coach, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm thrilled.
Well, you guys made this happen.
Always a pleasure to work with a couple of my old players and good people.
Well,
good
Coach, karma. Coach, you felt bad. We had no listeners, so you figured you could come help us out, get on the show. We're grateful, and we're fired up.
Well, it's no different. I mean, you know, how many times did we sit in Coach's cabana and said we should be doing this on air? You know, I mean, it's just us, former, you know, Coach and his former players having a conversation, talking football and having fun. And we really appreciate this, Coach, because like Tarek said, now – well, apparently it was blowing up today when they made this announcement, and I said, Tarek, it's been 2 decades and nothing's blown up.
Yeah, we finally got something going. But it's great.
But we're going to have to do some of these in the cabana once it warms up.
That's right.
I heard you guys have a big trip planned down there. Are you guys going to go and do this from a tropical undisclosed location at some point? I hear that's in the works.
Might have to do a Super Bowl special down there.
There you go. We did a show from Coach's Cabana in Madison. Mm-hmm. Jim Rutledge did it, actually. We had Coach, we probably had maybe 15 former players of yours at that.
And yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
That's incredible.
And, Coach, what a great day to announce, you know, Veterans Day. We have a group in Wanakee that I'm a part of. It's called Wanahops, the beer club. And we support the Honor Flight, and we fly veterans to the memorials in D.C., and it's a great day to have you on and to celebrate the veterans who fought and died for our country. We're very grateful. So we're happy to have you, and we're celebrating them.
Happy Veterans Day, and we thank everyone who has been part of the Armed Forces for their service over all these many, many years. The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson, Tarek Saleh, Derek Engler, and the coach, Barry Alvarez. No better week to officially debut the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez, with number one Oregon coming to Camp Randall Stadium this Saturday night. Plenty to talk about as we get set for one of the biggest showdowns of the year. We talk about all the big games that have been on the Badger schedule this year, guys. Alabama, of course, back when it was super warm in early September. And then Penn State under the lights a couple of weeks ago. That road trip game at USC for the first time. But now it's number one Oregon coming to Camp Randall Stadium. Derek, let's start with you. With Oregon coming to town, the number one team in the country, first time since 2010 when Ohio State came into Camp Randall as the number one team in the country, that the Badgers are hosting the number one team. What do we expect, or what are you hoping to see here on Saturday night?
Well, you know, we talked about this last week. The bye could not have come at a better time. And I'm sure Coach Fickell and his staff and approached it the right way. As Coach Alvarez said last week, you know, be careful or cautionary as far as beating up your players after a drubbing, you know, at Iowa like that. You can feel inclined sometimes as a coach to get after your players a little bit. You know, we joked around short yardage, inside drill, goal line scrimmage, whatever. But no, you know, especially today's day and age, coaches have they're a lot more sensible about going about that, you know, with their players and not beating them up. But I will tell you, they're going to need just dialed in focus and preparation, and that atmosphere will be there Saturday night, prime time. You know, like I said, we did 14 years ago. There's no reason they can't do it again.
Yeah, tis the season. We saw the upsets this weekend. You know, Georgia Tech, we saw Ole Miss. You know, I think there's a trend there. There's a little bit more parity. You know, I think Oregon's an excellent team. We were talking with some knowledgeable football people that their defense is, you know, we always think their offense is great. Now they have a great defense, too. So it's a big challenge. But, you know, with all these upsets and the parity in the league, and you got to travel. We hope we get to kick up the wind and the weather, slow them down a little bit, and be focused. As Derek says, we might have a chance.
Coach Alvarez, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you had an extra week to prepare. I think it's the coach's, you know, the coach's job to. I always think the mental approach is so important. You're playing the number one team in the country. You want your players to feel like it's an opportunity, and you want them to go into that game with an honest belief that they can win the game. If they follow the game plan, give them a good plan that they can execute. You don't need to change the playbook or come out with a completely new playbook. A few new wrinkles, a few new formations, some things for Oregon to have to adjust to. But you still end up winning with the meat and potatoes that you do the best. And so, good game plan, a belief, and then execute. We've played really well in spurts. I don't think we've put a four-quarter game together. And that's something that we would have to do to beat a team like this.
Is that a speech you guys have heard before a time or two?
Well, absolutely.
it's the truth. And you know, if the truth kills a man, let him die. You got to put four quarters together and – and coach is going to tell you like it is, and to get guys ready to go, you got to follow the plan.
Especially whatever adjustments need to be made at halftime, and to really get your players focused coming out of that tunnel at half, you know, because you know we just for whatever reason have come out flat in the second half, you know, losing a game against USC that we should have never lost. You know, that 72-yard touchdown right before the half against Alabama is tough to overcome. I get it, but still, it was still we were still in the game at halftime, and obviously, we know what happened in the second half. So, I think that's imperative. Coach Fickell and his staff know that for sure.
Coach Alvarez, you talk about coming out of the bye and having an extra week to prepare for this game. If you were coaching this team this year, how would you have handled that bye, and what's the message you would be sharing with the team right now as you get set back for this week of work hosting the number one team in the country?
Yeah, I would, you know, as soon as that game was over 2 weeks ago, I'd start on Oregon and the preparation and what we have to do, how we're going to use the bye, tell them we're going to get healthy. You're going to go into the game rested. I'm going to give you a little time off, but we're going to have a great game plan for you. I'd want to start building confidence in the players back then, and I'd want them to know that we're going to get them ready. We're going to get them healthy. They're going to be fresh, and they're going to have a great game plan. Now we have to execute it. There's nothing magical. You got to perform, and this is really obviously an outstanding team. We got to play well. We're capable.
We are capable. We hope we are capable of hanging with the number one team in the country here on Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin Badgers and the number one ranked Oregon Ducks. First time that these two teams are meeting as opponents in the Big Ten Conference. I know we're all kind of used to it now because we've seen the games with USC and Iowa, UCLA were playing the other day. But for Oregon coming to Camp Randall, Coach, as a member of the Big Ten, did you ever think you'd see a day like this?
No, I'm going to backtrack. I'll answer that question.
All right.
But the one thing you can't do is what you just said. Hope that we can hang with them. We can play them. You know, that's not the attitude that you want. That's not the attitude that you're trying to send across your players. See, that set my antennas up. You're hoping. Those guys got to go in knowing. So that's key. The message you send these guys is you look at it as an opportunity and get them excited. Get your guys excited. Get the coaches excited. And it starts with the coaches. They have to get excited about what's going on. The players feed off of them and gain a belief that you're going to go out and execute. And you're going to perform. And we're capable of doing this. Let's go do it.
It's safe to say I'd rather have Coach Alvarez in front of the room than me speaking to the team this week.
A hope and a prayer only goes. Hope in one hand, wish in the other, see what happens first. we got to go out. We got to win at least two out of three phases, Coach. Is that a fair statement? If we go out and make a difference in special teams, and then if one of the defense or offense pulls away in the second half, we win two out of three phases, we got a shot at winning this thing?
Well, I've never looked at it that way, Tarik. I want to be.
You want to win all three?
At least have a push. The worst, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
The worst is a push.
Yeah.
And you don't want to give anything away in special teams, win offense and defense. You still may lose. You know, so the worst you want is a push. You got to play.
You got to win that turnover battle against a team like this.
Turnovers.
Yeah. Against a team like this, Coach, you know it. They got skill everywhere, offensively and defensively. We need to create some turnovers defensively, and we need to protect the ball. The last thing we need to do is muff a punt or something like that. You just can't do it against the number one team. And this will be the best team that they play this year. I've heard that from members of the staff and other players and that sort of thing, as far as this will absolutely be the best team that they play and the most talent on the field.
So let me go further on that for a moment here. Again, Derek Engler, Tarik Saleh, Barry Alvarez. I'm Jesse Nelson, the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison. So limiting turnovers, not making the costly mistakes. Braden Locke's been a little interception prone. I think it's safe to say he had the costly pick six that turned the game against Penn State a couple of weeks ago at Camp Randall State. You can't make that type of mistake when you're trying to beat that kind of opponent. So what is it in this extra week that you have to prepare for this game? What kinds of things can be said and worked on and done so that when Braden Locke takes the field on Saturday, leading the Badgers against the number one team in the country, that he can avoid those types of mistakes that can cost the team a win? Like, what kinds of things are said in these 2 weeks leading up?
Well, start with the running game, right, Coach?
First of all, I'd go back and see what he does well. As you study the film, he does some things well. He throws some balls better, some routes better than others. So emphasize what he does, what he's confident in, and what he's sure about. And the things that he's a little shaky on, or he's had issues with, or where he's turned the ball over, eliminate them. And so, running the ball is, that was always my answer. You know that.
Yeah.
We want to, because if you can dictate the ball, you're dictating the time of possession, then you dictate, it's going to be probably a low-scoring game. And when you're playing a team where you're a huge underdog, you want it to go into the fourth quarter. You want to be a four-quarter game against them where they're playing a little tight. You have the home field advantage, and you try to flip the momentum to you.
What about Braden? Just take what they give you. Take what they give you. They give you the flat, take what they give you. You've got a chance to run the ball, slide, move the chains. Coach, right? Take what they give you as a quarterback?
First down. Concentrate on a first down.
Absolutely.
Then go get another one. It's not about touchdowns. Get a first down. Then concentrate on the next first down. I go back. That was Lou Holtz. That's what Lou used to say that to his quarterbacks. If I heard it once, I heard it a million times.
And Darrell Bevel.
Just get a first down.
Darrell Bevel, take what they give you.
Mike Samuel.
That's it. Yeah. Check down, run.
Well,
we've reached the portion of the program where Mike Samuel
run,
gets
run, grief. Check down.
That's
run,
become
run,
a
check
weekly
down.
Tradition on this show.
Run, slide,
move the chains. Tarik and I had some pretty good insight, from inside the halls there, so to speak, of Braden Locke and what he is good at. To Coach's point, and what our understanding was and what we were told is that, and I wasn't aware of this, of what a smart football player he is and that he will be a coach someday. He's one of those guys, that and he's a locker room guy. But he's one of those guys that was able to, and there were some certain situations, check out of plays where they would have just got smashed in the mouth. And be able to do it in a very calm, collective way for a young quarterback, that was impressive. Now, there's some obviously some criticism on his skills and passing accuracy and so on and so forth, but we just mentioned some names and quarterbacks that we played with that were not that accurate, but they did smart things, and that's what we need from Braden Locke, for sure.
We'll see if that ends up being the case. I'm not going to say we hope that that will be the case on Saturday. I'm going to say I believe that this will be the case on Saturday night, Coach, that the Badgers are going to be in position to give Oregon all they can handle.
So you're a fast learner. I'll give you that.
Jesse's coachable.
I really had to stop and think about my words there as I was
Alex
presenting.
Alex G got Montezuma's revenge, and then we had to pull you off the bench. And you came in, and you're taking what they give you, and you're moving
He's
the chains.
He's responding. That's right.
Next man up. Right. That's what I hear.
We'll see if he flinches here, Coach. I don't know.
No flinching. I've learned that.
No flinchers on this show.
He hasn't flinched. He's adjusted. He's made his adjustments. He's moving forward.
Enough about me and more about the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, because it is time to tell you that we get more per pour at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, a Madison original brewing award-winning craft beers for 30 years. And now every Monday through Thursday from 3 until 6, enjoy 20-ounce pints of their flagship beers for only $3. From Crop Circle Wheat, Good Dog IPA, to the Old Glory APA, head to one of their locations in Fitchburg, Hilldale, downtown, or right here, East Madison, and enjoy a bigger and better happy hour at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. Again, we love being out at the Great Dane every single week. Coach, we miss you. You're here with us in spirit at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company here on the east side of Madison. Still plenty more to talk about here on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison. Straight ahead, you're going to want to hear what Ben Brust of Kyle Brust and Nortman had to say today about the Wisconsin football team. I cannot wait to hear what Coach has to say about it. And man, Derek knows what's coming. Yeah. This is not going to be pretty, but I can't wait to see what the coach says about it. That's straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison or the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Huddle with Barry Alvarez on 100.5 ESPN, Wisconsin On Demand, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company East Side location. Jesse Nelson along with Derek Engler and Tarek Salah, the Rose Bowl champions. Tarek, the UW Athletic Hall of Famer. And also, here's another Hall of Famer joining us from his undisclosed location. He is the coach, Barry Alvarez. Again, the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez every week here on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and on 100.5 ESPN. So I am not normally the host of this show. Normally it is Alex Gravatt, but I step in today because Alex unexpectedly a little under the weather here this afternoon. And you know, anytime anyone puts a microphone in front of my face, what's the first thing I'm going to try and do? It's throw Ben Brust under the bus. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, given the opportunity here for Coach Alvarez. So
he's trying to do that first. That's
right. All the time, yeah. First thing he'll ever do when he gets a chance to say anything about me. So without further ado, Coach Alvarez, here is what Ben Brust said earlier today. And you know how Brust rants tend to go whenever it comes to Badger football around these parts. Here is what Ben...
Or Badger basketball, for that matter.
Really, rant, yeah. So this is... I can't wait to see what Coach has to say about what Ben Brust said earlier today on Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin.
I am out of patience. And that is in regards to the Wisconsin Badgers. Luke Fickell, as the Wisconsin's football coach, has overpromised and underdelivered, 100%. The marketing campaign, I got fooled. I completely got fooled. Because you know what? All that matters is the results on the field. Say what you want about the Badgers and the future of the program. I don't care. All I know is that I am so sick of Indiana football. What was the dump of the Big Ten? I don't care who they played. Indiana is 10-0, and they beat the crap out of teams. And they have identity, and they brought in 15 transfers from James freaking Madison, and they are 10-0, and they're in that little playoff picture that they do a reveal show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you see their ranking, and you see what they do on the field, and you can't not be impressed. Meanwhile, I'm being told to be patient. Well, I'm done being patient. I'm done.
Well, Coach, welcome to the ESPN Wisconsin team. That's your teammate, Ben Brust. What'd you think of what Brust had to say earlier today?
Well, I'm really impressed that he's impatient. How's he been impatient about? I mean, who the hell gives a shit whether Ben Brust is impatient? Who cares? I can't believe that. He's impatient. What's he been waiting for? Luke Fickle didn't make one promise when he took the job.
I tell you, Coach, Indiana, you know, obviously they got a magical season, but, you know, you get the right players, the right system, the right program. You did it here. You turned a whole program around, you know, in 3 years. Well, 1991 to after 3 years, 93 Rose Bowl. To do that, and you know the momentum, you have to really understand this head coach at Indiana is doing a great job in knowing his football team. Their schedule has been favorable, obviously, but they're winning. And having been a part of a similar situation like that on that 93 Wisconsin Badgers team, you know, kudos to them. You know, and I don't know where Ben's – well, I know where he's coming from. That's just – I mean, it's hot take Ben. So, you know.
Yeah, but he picks one team, right? You look at Nebraska, who has, arguably the best freshman quarterback in America.
Right.
You look at these other teams, you know, Minnesota, Michigan State. There's a ton of teams that are struggling that you could compare. We're performing better than they are. And, you know, we're still – you know, Coach Fickle's still getting his program established. So – I think Brust is a little overdone with that.
Yeah, he's a little strong on that. I think Luke, we've shown improvement. The thing that's impressive with Indiana, he came in, he brought his best players from that championship team with one double, whatever the classification where they were. They can play. You know, you see the NFL loaded with guys like that. So he brought the ones that could play at a higher level. They knew his system. He built a chemistry right away. It's impressive what they've done at Indiana. That's unprecedented. Come into the league and do the job, do that type of job as quickly as he's done it. Now, some of the stronger teams are not as good as they have been in the past. That's made it a little bit easier for him. But take nothing away from them. They've done an outstanding job. I think our program under Luke is getting better. I like the progress that they're making. I like the way they recruit.
So let me ask you guys this, because, and believe me, I don't want to come to Ben's defense by any means, but what I would like to do is present what I think is the argument that many fans are experiencing now. In the new NIL transfer portal, quick change philosophy of college football, where, you know, Cignetti can go to Indiana and in a snap, they can go from one of the worst teams in the country last year to 10-0 in the college football playoff conversation this year. We've seen it with other teams. Michigan did it not that long ago, where they were kind of, you know, in that 7-8 win tier, and suddenly, boom, in a snap, they're in the college football playoff.
But Harbaugh had years of – they gave him years to establish what he did.
And that's a great point.
There's more going on in Indiana. I'll give you the transfers, but, you know, listen, I don't think their coffers are – it's like, you know – they got a mint in Bloomington, Indiana, where they're able to play all these players. I don't see that at Indiana University. I just don't see that. So, you know, there's really good coaching going on, and the players are responding. And that was my point earlier. Mm-hmm. It's kind of refreshing to see that, to see, you know, a well-coached football team, tough nose, mistake-free. There's no gimmicks going on at Indiana. There's just not. And they line up, and they're going to hit you in the mouth.
And they were fortunate that he was able to brought those kids from James Madison, as Coach alluded to.
Yeah, brought a bunch of guys who were workers.
The guys that knew his system, that were able to teach that system to those that were sitting there at Indiana already. So you got the meat and potatoes, not the guys that are there, as in most places. It's the guys you bring in, the guys that have won a championship, that know your system, that believe in your system, and can play, flat play. And they blended together. And again, that's coaching too. There's a lot of coaching goes on there when you're blending two teams.
So I've been of the philosophy with the Wisconsin Badgers over the last couple of years, and looking into the next couple of years still, that all right, give Luke Fickell 4 years to really transform the program to the vision that he has coming in, get a full recruiting class of his guys coming in, and get a, you know, an opportunity to figure out a little bit of what works and what doesn't. I've said all along, 4 years is, I want to give this a full swing of 4 years to see where this thing stands in a couple of seasons. Is that the philosophy that you think is still appropriate in college football around the country, or do you think it is fair to enhance expectations?
I'll let Coach respond to this. He'll obviously have, you know, some more insight on this. But I look at just, okay, Matt Rhule came in at the same time as Fickell, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Tarik alluded to it earlier, one of the best quarterback recruits in the country they get in Raiola. You know, but they're struggling. They're 2-4 in the league. Same record, overall record, as Wisconsin. But I was also told that we're the only team that's played the number 1, 2, and 3 teams in the country in the same season since I don't know how many years. And so that says a lot about who we played. You know, granted, we didn't want to lose that USC game. Bama's Bama. You know, we saw what they did down in Death Valley this weekend. You know, I mean, we played some good football teams, and we got probably the best team in the country coming in Saturday night. So we got to be ready. I'm really excited to see how Coach Fickell and his staff use that bye week to prepare for this team and how we fare.
My input is that, like, he's building a culture, right? And I think by coming back last year, winning the last two games, was showing that the resiliency of the program. This year, he's come back off Alabama, won some games, looking forward to see the stretch to get us into a bowl game. But I think it's just accelerated what we had. We used to have, you know, all tough guys, built a culture, and then all of a sudden we'd bring in a guy like Ron Dayne or a guy like Lee DeRamus, special guys. Now there's this NIL deal where this new money's coming in. If they could get a couple of special guys
with the money they have. 2 years in a row, you lose your starting quarterback in a system that the quarterback's kind of important, right? And then you also lose your best defensive lineman, James Thompson, which we know the cupboards are bare there as far as depth chart's concerned. So you can't lose your best defensive lineman, your starting quarterback. So, yeah, you want to see what Coach was talking about, what the progress is with Coach Fickell and his staff with these players. That's what we want to see the last three games.
Yeah, I think to answer your question, that's where you go. It's not you have to win X amount of games or be in contention for the championship in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But you have to see improvement as you go along. And normally, at the four-year mark, your program should be in pretty good shape. It's very interesting to me. I read information on Nebraska, being a graduate of Nebraska. I like to see what's going on there. They're going through the same thing there. You know, you've got a new staff that came in. They're implementing their system, and everybody's anxious. They're impatient. They want things to happen now. And I'm hearing the same conversation. So I see improvement. The minute we don't see improvement, then we have issues. But you have to continue to recruit well. If you could go out and find some transfers that fit, somebody culturally fits our culture and blends into what you want, that can expedite the situation.
I agree, Coach. And the dollars that are going to – the whole $21 million that are coming back in the fold, it's going to change the landscape. We'll have more resources, and Coach will have more – Coach Fickell will have ways to implement that and how you implement that and that strategy. It's new to everybody, but there's going to be that opportunity out there to do what Coach is talking about.
Yeah, you know, Tarek, we were told this, which I think we were both kind of our jaws hit the table, that to get a good quarterback, a really good quarterback in this country, in college football, cost you $2 million. You know, so you start to look at that $21 million, and of course we want a werewolf. We want a werewolf to get after the quarterback. So, you know, you're going to have to pay that D lineman probably $800,000. So, you need a GM, a business manager, just like the NFL. You know, because they're going to have to delineate those resources, to Tarek's point, for sure.
But you still build the culture. You still have the guys.
Yeah, and Coach is right. From a recruiting standpoint, you've got to recruit the right type of player, or in this day and age, pay the right type of player, too, that fits culturally in that locker room as well.
Coach, want to give you the final word on this stage of the conversation. I don't know who Nebraska's version of Ben Brust is that's impatient, but your final thoughts.
Well, everybody. The whole fans in general. It's not one guy spouting off. It's everybody.
Coach
through the 90s.
Good. Sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
That's a team that went through the 90s. No one could come stay on the field with them. Now they haven't been to a bowl game in 7 years. They're trying to get 6 wins.
Yeah.
No, that's how things can drop off in a hurry. So
sure can.
Absolutely. So. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Coach, something that's always, Tarek and I talk about it a lot, but it's always, since we were players for you, something that just sat with me just emphatically as far as how tough it is. It's hard to win. It is hard to win in this league, and Coach Alvarez said that. You cannot take any games for granted. It is tough. I don't care who it is. It is tough to win in this league. It's tough to win now more than ever in the landscape of college football. You know, so, I mean, that's it. It is.
Everybody's impatient.
We're seeing the parity everywhere.
Listen, the coaches are impatient. The players are impatient. The fans are impatient. The administration's impatient because everybody's got to win. Everybody's doing it. So Ben Brust is not alone. Everybody's trying to do it. Everybody's trying to build. And we continue to get better, but we got to figure out how to implement the dollars, and when this new landscape is difficult. And I think if you look at where we are, we're in the middle of the Big Ten. I think we're better than a lot of programs, but we got to continue to get better, and I think we will.
It's the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN one. Madison.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead, Coach.
I have one piece of advice for Ben. Let us worry about the football part of it. He concentrate on basketball.
And with that, amen. I will tell you, it's the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez here on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and on 100.5 ESPN. We are brought to you in part by Janesville Kia, located right off Interstate 90, only minutes away from Madison. They treat people the way they'd like to be treated over at Janesville Kia, and that's why they are up 78% over last year. Incredible. See for yourself why people are all over Wisconsin have experienced the difference of Janesville Kia and told their friends as well. Come see Kia's groundbreaking lineup of award-winning vehicles with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Experience the difference great customer service makes today at Janesville Kia. I hear they're patient with the people that they work with.
Tarek's going to start eating his hands if he can't get into that.
Janesville Kia. I'm not going to get in the way of Janesville Kia. We love the folks there. And go get yourself a Kia. All right.
I can wait for my sandwich.
I'm working on patience. I'm working on my patience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Can't throw stones at glass houses. So
now you may eat. I will as well. The great food here at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. And when we come back, we'll talk about not just this Oregon game coming up, but through the rest of this season. Nebraska's on the schedule still. What does the rest of the season look like for Wisconsin football with 3 games left? We'll talk about it next. The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison. Eugene Oregon, I'll remember you for the rest of my life, and I won't forget how good you were to me. But I won't be forgetting all the kindness that you showed to a homesick country girl a long, long way from Tennessee. The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on 100.5 ESPN, Wisconsin On Demand, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Delson with you, along with Rose Bowl champions Tarek Salah, Derek Engler, and the coach, Barry Alvarez, our newest ESPN Madison teammate as of today. Wow, did that get some publicity around the national landscape?
I just got a text from our former GM, Ken Rovac, who's obviously out in DC Metro area right now, and it's pretty funny. He sent me a link, and I'll send it to you too, Coach. But he said, "Never thought I'd see your two names in the radio trades," referring to Salah and I. I'll send you the link.
Never as about five weeks ago, but here we are. Still, it's amazing. So you guys made this happen, and it's awesome. And we thank you,
Coach made it happen,
for being part of this every single week with us. We really do appreciate the time each week here on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison. All right, 3 weeks to go in the college football season for the Wisconsin Badgers. Number one, Oregon at Camp Randall on Saturday night. Then a road game at Nebraska, announced today, a 2:30 kickoff in Lincoln for that one.
Nice.
And then Black Friday, 11 a.m. at home against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. There's a question floating around that I've seen. What does success look like for the rest of this season for Badger football? I don't know if I want to ask it that way, but Coach, let me start with you. How would you answer someone who says, what does success look like for the 5-4 Wisconsin Badgers over the next three football games?
Well, what I'd like to see, if we can compete, have a very competitive game with Oregon, and then you've got to beat, you've got two teams coming in. Those are going to be coin toss game. Either team could win. They should be good matchups, both games. Those are games you want to see our team win. You want to see us win those games. And they'll be tough, really tough games. But all Nebraska has to win their games. Minnesota, they're fighting, you know, just like us. We're all about the same boat. So let's see who comes out of that on top. That's where, you know, I'll see where our team has come along.
Tarek, we were talking a little bit before the show started how the Big Ten does have, like, there's clearly an upper echelon right now as of rankings and record and whatnot. Oregon, Ohio State, Indiana are kind of up on that tier. But then everybody else is kind of in the middle. Wisconsin's right there with Michigan, USC, Minnesota, Nebraska, Rutgers. It's like this whole group is all kind of the same general record-wise. So when you look at matchups with Minnesota and Nebraska, I feel like those are going to be a couple of huge games coming up to close out this season.
No doubt. It mirrors last year a little bit, where we had to win out in order to get us into a good bowl, and we're right there. We got a chance to do it, and there's no reason why we can't. We saw what Rutgers did to Minnesota. We've seen Nebraska struggle here and there. Those are beatable teams, but they're hungry. The pressure's on them as well. As Coach mentioned, it's going to be a dogfight, and we got to perform.
Yeah, and we talked about this last week. Coach did specifically about rivalry games and how important it is to keep that axe. I mean, that's the longest college football rivalry tradition we have in our country, is that axe. And to keep that, it's a state border rival. Recruiting, everything. I'm going to just tell you, and Coach knows this, up in the Twin Cities and Minnesota, it is all about beating Wisconsin. That's number one. It's out recruiting them. It's beating them in hockey, football, you know, it used to be basketball. You know, I think, you know, Wisconsinites, because of Coach Alvarez, we have higher expectations. But let's not forget that this is a rivalry game, and it's going to be a must-win. It's going to be fun, because I truly think, to Coach's point, we're going to compete against an Oregon. If Jason Neck can do it at Idaho, we can do it here. Coach Fickell can do it at Madison, because Idaho did it. I think Boise State played against them.
Right to the wire.
They're playing really good. Oregon's playing really good football now down the stretch, of course, because that's the team they are. But, prime time, great environment, student section will be fired up. You got a lot of momentum on your side at a home night game like that, to shock the world. And to Coach's point, compete. But then, you're going to go into, we all know what it's like at Memorial State Stadium in Lincoln, and that's a tough place to play. So you have that the following week, and, of course, then Minnesota coming in here, they're going to be ready.
I think you said something really interesting there, Derek, about what's number one for Minnesota is trying to beat Wisconsin.
Always.
What's number one for Wisconsin right now, in your opinion? If you're going into this season, what's number one?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you what, is on the grease board as far as their goals, at the start of the season. But I will tell you what, number one for us, when Tarek and I were playing and Coach Alvarez and staff, was to win the Big Ten. I mean, what else are you there for? That's your conference, right? That should be your goal. And I think ultimately that's what Coach Fickell and staff wants. You know, it is to be relevant again and fighting to play Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. That's what it needs to be.
And you know what? If we do that, we're going to be in the playoff.
Right.
And then we'll set our eyes on that challenge.
Coach Alvarez, what would you say is number one for Wisconsin at the start of every season now? What's top of the list of what needs to be accomplished?
To be a player in the Big Ten. To be a factor in the Big Ten. To number one, win the Big Ten championship. And be in the mix for that championship throughout the entire season. And then along the way, you've got rivalries. We've got two, you know, Minnesota is a rivalry game. And you've got, as a head coach, the coaches have got to prepare those players for a rivalry game. We talked about that last week. Nebraska has turned that way. And Iowa, because of the proximity, you know, a border state, that's a rivalry game. Those games are played a little, and the approach is a little different than the other games. They're all important, but rivalry games are must wins. Must wins.
We'll see if
so we're coming off Iowa, right? We're a little wounded from that, but we have 2 weeks off. We got all this opportunity in front of us. It's going to be interesting how they respond. And this they've been on big stages now, so there's no they shouldn't be intimidated by playing the number one team in the country. They should embrace it. They should be in a good place and go out. Got nothing to lose.
Be excited about it.
Yeah, and I think we got to be smart. But I also think in a game like this, I think Coach Longo and Coach Fickell, you got to have a little bit of surprise exotics in certain situations. You know, in Oregon, I'm sure, as you know, a huge favorite, will prepare for that as they do probably every week. But I think that's important. And then just to take care of the football. You know, we just cannot, you know, special teams in particular, but. You know, Braden Locke's got to do a great job because some of the, in particular, the Iowa game, some of his throws, as you say, they were really off the mark. And he's got to be smarter. You know, he's got to be really smart and protect that football.
Well, let's hope the two-week turnaround allows him to do just that. I did it again. I said, let's hope. He is going to change it around this
hope time. Hope and a prayer ain't going to get it done.
I'm optimistic that this is going to happen this week. Yeah, I didn't learn anything. Got to go back to basics. All right, Coach Alvarez, I want to ask you this before we sign off here for the night on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison. What would be your plan as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers this week with the number one team in the country coming to town? It's still, in a lot of ways, an unfamiliar opponent because while Oregon is a member of the Big Ten, obviously Wisconsin and Oregon have only met a handful of times, and this is the first time as conference opponents. What would be your game plan as a head coach this week preparing your team for this game?
I'd use the same game plan I usually used. I'd get my my linemen cranked up. I'd try to establish a running game and hang on and get first downs. Run the clock, shorten the game. As Derek said, you have a couple plays, you have a couple exotics. Maybe you can steal a big play here or there, but in the end, you're gonna get first downs. You're gonna chew the clock up, and you cannot give them big plays because they're gonna spread you out. You're gonna have to be smart. Nothing over top. When they throw the ball, they can throw it and catch it, but you have to tackle them. Don't let them throw it, catch it, and run, or throw it over top of you. You can't let that happen.
I don't know what the edge would be, but Coach would find one. He'd make it up if he couldn't, you know, get into the psyche of his locker room and players and get us ready for the number one team. You know, but that was always a part of it, too. Other than the game planning, course practice, you know, that kind of thing. But wanted to find a mental edge, whatever it might be.
You got to feed Oregon. You got to feed Oregon all that. Make them feel so good about themselves. And then you got to come out with a focus and an energy and a toughness that's going to jump their ass.
Last one for you, Coach. Before you go tonight, the Oregon Ducks like to travel with a giant inflatable duck. and put it in bodies of water in the places that they play this year around the conference. What would you say if a giant inflatable duck suddenly showed up in Lake Mendota, courtesy of the University of Oregon this week?
Well, I think some of our hunters would have fun with that.
Yeah. I was just thinking that,
throw
too.
Them out there.
And we'll see if the Wisconsin defense is able to go hunting on Saturday night. Wisconsin and number one Oregon at Camp Randall Stadium. That'll wrap up this edition of the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez. Coach, once again, thank you for becoming the newest member of our ESPN Wisconsin
team. Thanks, Coach.
Team.
Thanks,
Looking
Coach.
Forward to hearing you every
guys.
Week here.
Always a pleasure.
Go All Badgers. Right,
that is Coach Barry Alvarez, Tarek Salah, Derek Engler. Of course, always a pleasure with you fellas as well.
Thanks for filling in. You didn't flinch.
I didn't flinch. No.
Didn't quite Wally Pipp, but you did a pretty good job.
I actually think I flinched several times when Coach called me out for saying I hope that they do well on Saturday. I think I flinched quite a bit. I got a lot to learn. Thanks to Alex Cravat, usually the host of the show, of course, under the weather today, but we do look forward to his return next week as well. And thanks to you for being with us here tonight in our maiden voyage of the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez. Live video streaming on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and on 100.5 ESPN. Good night.